Every day begins the same. The same music. The same questions.
John, honey, are you on?
Where am I? Who are you? What's going on here?
Joe had an idea, but I actually thought it was really fun. You want to tell him, Joe?
Yeah. Thinking maybe we could bomb something?
Oh, sorry, Mr. President. We're going to need to hang back here for a tick.
Sound good.
Who's that guy?
Let's do it.
Is it real or is it fake? I just don't know anymore. I'm getting so sick and tired of the BS, and you probably are as well. Every day you wake up, you realize the world isn't becoming dystopian. We are in a dystopian nightmare. And I'm so sick of it that I wanted to bring on a couple friends of mine and some of your favorite resident guests on the show to help me break down this insanity, as well as give you updates on the drama with the American Airlines woke phone call. We got that and a lot more coming up here on Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color. I'm Elijah Schaefer, your top 17 host, who is now your top 18 host because I keep getting bumped down in the lineup on Blaze TV, so that's not good. I'm joined by the lovely and always wonderful Sydney Watson from the YouTube channel, creatively named Sydney Watson. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
And obviously, you know, we also have the resident black person expert and Nero queer, John Doyle from Heck Off Comedy. Welcome back.
So true. Thank you for having me. Love my ever-expanding list of titles.
Yeah, we do. And you know what? I want to say this before we jump into the story today, a couple things. So remember, I brought Sydney on because, Sydney, we have a new show coming out. If you have not been keeping up, Sydney and I have a new show. It's called You Are Here. It's going to be 5 days a week, live, Monday through Friday, talking about all the topics. I know you're excited. What do these people need to do right now that are listening, that are watching? What should they go do?
Go to Elijah and my Instagrams, because you cannot search the channel on its own. I'm putting that out there.
Or they can hit the pinned comment on this video.
Or the pinned comment on this video, or go to our Instagrams and go to the link to the new channel. Go and hit subscribe, because it helps us a lot. As you can see, it's there you go, on now on screen. Thank you, Savannah. That's what we need you to do. Get excited as well. Get pumped about this, because Murphy, who is currently being held by John, will be the mascot. I have made the executive decision. Buddy. You'll see lots of Murph.
That is Murphy. He's our official mascot of the show. Can you lift him up a little bit so people can see better?
Lion King mode.
That is Murphy. Murphy's sick of it too. Am I right, Sydney?
He is. He's just like, the world is getting insane. I hate everybody. John, yeah. Please feed me some food. That's what he's thinking fine. Right now.
And we just wanted to bring in puppies because we have a lot of bad stuff to show you, as always. And so we wanted to bring in something to make it a little bit brighter. I don't know if he'll be here for the whole show, but he'll be here for a part of it. I'm also joined by Savannah Hernandez, the lovely and always favorite target of all the simps, who is here. And Savannah, do we have a loaded show or what?
Yeah, we do. It should be a lot of fun. I'm super excited to get to all of these insane videos. As always, you know, we're going to be cringing a lot today.
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's play video one. I want to let you know that this is a global movement. Everyone's sick of the shit. They're sick of it. And right now, as more lockdowns, snap lockdowns come in, there are protests in Melbourne, which is surprising to show you that even in the most liberal and most compliant of government hotspots, people are saying enough is enough. I am tired, I am sick, and I don't want this to be happening any longer. Before we go any further, I gotta let you know something, that the world is crazy. It is out of control, and a lot of us don't know when bad things are going to happen, but we know that they are guaranteed to happen, which is why I wanna let you know that most Americans don't even have enough money to afford a $1,000 emergency expense. And I'm not mocking that, I'm saying this is serious. Not only that, but when it comes to our health, to our children's health, 50% of Americans have a, you know, that even have insurance, have high deductibles. So if you ever get into an accident, let's say I break my arm and I go into the emergency room, I might end up with a $10,000 bill. And if I can't afford a $1,000 emergency bill, how the hell am I going to afford that? Which is why I need to join the Safety Net Club. Now, if you go to safetynet.club, I got to talk to you about this amazing service and this amazing group that is coverage for you, your family, both for the insured. And most importantly, if you're like Sydney and you're a YouTuber, the uninsured. So what happens if you join safetynet.club, you can find access to all of these affordable services. Like, for instance, like I said, if you have an emergency, Sydney, and you, which is what we're probably most concerned about, you're young, you're probably not concerned about all these long-term effects. You go hurt yourself, somebody punches you, you get into an accident. For about $15 a month, which is way cheaper than the premiums of hundreds and hundreds of dollars, you can actually get all of those fees covered from the emergency room, which is amazing. Also, if you join today at safetynet.club, you get a $10,000 automatic accidental death and dismemberment insurance, which, break that down, if you die, which was horrible, you don't want to leave your family with all types of fees. I always see GoFundMes. It's really sad, and I know it's humiliating for some families to try to raise money to pay for funeral costs. This gives your beneficiaries $10,000 if you die. But if you survive and you lose a limb or an eye, then you actually get $10,000 as well to help cover the months of healing and whatever else might happen as you wait for disability or whatever to kick in. So go to safetynet.club right now, get $10,000 immediately of accidental death and dismemberment insurance, and also find out all of the options so that you can be safe and join that safety net club like I have. Go to safetynet.club. That's safetynet.club. Okay, so obviously we're gonna be talking about this, and I want to begin by talking about being sick of all of this, and we're gonna begin with the American Airlines drama that people are so eager to figure out. So obviously you became aware, you guys are both aware, you guys aware of what happened with this American Airlines drama?
Vaguely.
So
John, how do you not know? This is like breaking news. This is like a breaking news story, dude.
All right.
Where have you been?
Okay. New show. Big guys on campus teaming up on poor little black person expert John Doyle.
John, just come up with more skills and then maybe we wouldn't pick on you.
Learn to code, John.
No, actually, I won't do that.
So if you want to go to my page right here, John, you'll see on the left that amidst our very successful videos that have been getting a lot of views and we're very grateful for, despite being completely throttled by Susan Wojcicki and the overlords for no other reason than being white, Christian, straight, and just enjoying America. Horrible crimes against humanity. We have this video here to the left called Woke American Airlines Phone Call Leaves Me Speechless, questioning if I was trolled or not, leaning towards the trolled. It turns out that we got this weird phone call. It was very politically motivated. There was harassment. It was online bullying. And you know me, I'm a big advocate against cyberbullying. I know you're a big advocate against cyberbullying. It's possibly the meanest thing. And this is why I understand why, especially in the UK, they have laws against it. You know why? I mean, you're a big anti-cyber bully. You're very big on fighting against this stuff.
I'm only laughing because, like, I know that I bully people on the internet, and I know that you get bullied on the internet, and it's just kind of funny because we're both anti-cyberbullying, but for different reasons.
Yeah, and I know that Sydney knows that possibly the worst thing that you could do, other than perhaps be white in America currently, is to actually be a bully in the UK, right?
Horrible. I mean, the police will show up to your door. You're going to end up getting, you know, thrown in prison. Don't even teach your dog ever to do a Nazi salute. That's the end of it.
It's wickedness.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
Don't misgender people on the internet, Jonathan. That's
I would
the
never.
End of the
I've
game.
Also never taught my dog Penny how to do that.
Never to Nazi salute.
Yeah, I've never.
Probably for the best.
Never.
Right. Well, it turns out, guys, that the there is this. This was a prank phone call that unfortunately violated about 9 different laws in the UK on harassment, cyberbullying, and impersonation. Not only violated where this YouTuber is located, also violated federal aviation law in the United States and corporate entity global law, which for American Airlines representing and pretending to be them, you might understand that American Air, you know, or Airlines as they go online, has corporate headquarters here in DFW. Unfortunately, they have direct flights to London as well and corporate headquarters there. So you have a multinational company that was infringed upon that is very concerned about somebody pretending to represent them.
Wait, so
and
you
calling
got-
people.
You got pranked by a YouTuber. Did they know that it was you?
I don't know. They did not know we were YouTubers, it appears. They didn't know fully. It was because we responded to somebody else's thing. But the problem is that they called on behalf of their number. They spoofed their number.
Yeah.
And they claimed to be representatives and then harassed and caused intent to harm and damages, which is against UK law. It's a crime. You go to prison for it.
Mm. Well, I mean, you can't impersonate a company. I mean, you just can't.
And you also can't make threats of harassment, which we're going to find out. So I was thinking originally when this happened and I found out I was a YouTuber, I'm a really nice guy. They said that, you know, nice people aren't usually nice. I thought, why would I ever go in and try to like make some guy's life hell for a joke? And I'm thinking it's funny, right?
Right.
This is just a guy. I went to his page. He struggles with obesity. He's been making videos for 5 years, can barely get like 1.2 thousand views. And in fact, his video pranking us is his most viewed video ever for the wrong reasons. It's basically our audience finding it and kind of telling him, dude, you're kind of an asshole, and like it wasn't very funny, and you also kind of violated laws in multiple countries, and you are facing possible legal action from a major corporation that has every means to sue you. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I'm not going to get involved in this because, you know, the poor guy, he needs to get in shape. I'm thinking, like, the fact that for his 9.5 minutes of fame, we made him famous. Good for him. He can feel what it's like to actually be a YouTuber for a second. And I thought I would leave it alone. Do you think he left us alone? Do you guys, what would be your guess? Do you think he took my good nature for granted?
I doubt that he left you alone because he has low impulse control, which is why he's fat. So I would imagine that he kept it going.
Oh, John.
Cyberbullying. I'm against that. Crime.
That wasn't supposed to be a shot. That was just like me squaring it in my head, trying to make a prediction.
If you saw this guy's avatar, it would make all the, like, what you just said makes beautiful.
Can we pull up his avatar? Can we
get a friendly
eye? I like how every single person that John just wants to insult, he's just like, low impulse control. Like, that's the automatic go to.
Be careful, Savannah. Be careful. It's true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Can I say this? Also,
when you look at the picture of this,
can we see it?
Yes, but before we go further, look at my page here, guys. I want to remind you that. We have 399,000 subscribers. So please, if you watch this video and you don't subscribe to this channel, very bizarre, which a lot of you don't, actually go click that subscribe button and help us get to 400K. It really, really helps us out a lot. So let's go to, so he starts, my followers, SOBs, you guys found who this guy was. And I got to say, you guys are amazing. The way that you came in and immediately within like 10 minutes of it out being like, we found who it was. Here's the minute mark. And it wasn't like a 2-minute video. It was like, here's a 2 hours and 10 minutes in his stream where he brings you up. Nobody is better than our audiences at finding these people and bringing them to justice. Well, Ron Macron Blackman.
To justice.
Well, he's committing several crimes across the country. He's an international fugitive at this point.
And he's online bullying you, Elijah. It's inappropriate.
I'm a victim.
You are a victim.
An international crime syndicate at this point, guys.
This is
like,
not
please
okay.
Take it seriously.
I think the UN needs to get involved.
Me too. Interpol, perhaps.
Truly. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. In my good nature, I was going to leave him alone. And people started bringing up tweets, you know, so they said, hey, maybe the people were even writing his followers. Hey, he leans right. He was just joking. It was a prank. And I said, oh, whatever. I'll leave it alone. Well, people unearthed a lot of tweets in his past, and it appears doesn't lean right. In fact, like most people in the UK, he has his profile picture. He's got a mask on and it says, shut up. And he wrote, hey, Elijah, get your corny little fan base to get the out of my comments. Otherwise, I'll be effing spank you again, you nerdy little crybaby. So the guy.
That's kind of funny.
The guy. I mean, we want to go to his page here for
a
second.
Is Elijah a nerd there? That's the question.
I was all like nerdy and little and crybaby. Mm.
I'm little.
Fair.
I'm possibly. Little where it counts.
El Micron.
That's what they call me. Now, if you go to the page here. So here's who we're dealing with. He's your, you know, this is the Western man, you know, struggling with. I hope it's not alopecia. Also, I reverse this comment. Balding, you know, I mean, I understand being self-conscious, got the eyebrows raised.
Yeah, why is he trying to look angry? Like, grr, mask up, or I'm going to get you. Like, what is he trying to convey with that image of himself?
I don't know at all. But I mean, even comments, I don't care about people are sending them to me. I'm like, he's just trying to get clicks. He's trying to get reviews. And I'm like, I'm going to leave him alone. Sab was even like, we're going to leave him out of the show.
It's a good thing we didn't spend the first 13 minutes of our show, you know, bringing light to this otherwise minuscule person.
He looks like Mr. Clean's abusive stepdad.
it gets worse. So I was still thinking, in my good nature, you know, I've had enough, but let's be kind. You know, people always say that I'm too kind to people. And I thought, might as well extend the love of Christ to this guy. But then he violated another law. He just went on to violate more laws.
And that offends you. You're offended when people... You're a man of law and order.
Law and order. I mean, the January 6th, I mean, I understand the riots. We're trying to bring everyone to justice that violates laws. It's very important that we really hold these people accountable, right? Everybody, if you violate your COVID
it's
passport.
It's called accountability. Yeah. What is it they say, like, when you're getting executed by firing squads? It's called accountability. It's called don't be an asshole next time.
Yeah. It's true. He started to message me. He's like just going into my DMs constantly. He's like still crying about me embarrassing you, which is like, this is a grown man, by the way. One of the top comments on his video was like, ultimately speaking, like Elijah didn't give you any sound bites and he was just like a nice guy to you the whole time, which like shows his character. Like even off camera, he's just nice to people, which is true. He goes on like, want me to respond to your trolling? I promise you won't like it. And so he starts like showing pictures of the comments. He's getting threatened by you guys, dogpiling his comments, and is like, get all this shit deleted. Otherwise, I'll send someone over to your house to discuss it. Up to you. Which in the U.S. is not illegal to say, but in the U.K., intimidation and threat is actually considered against their law. So first of all, he does this once, and I go, okay, I'm still going to be a nice guy. That's still going to be nice. And he says, thanks for all the extra stats, though. For real, one of my guys will be seeing you soon, which, again, is still trolling. Whatever, fine. But the problem is, in all of this, is that as you get into this, is he, you know, is using his platform to be a bully and to take him. He's an older man, and he's coming out of the UK, which has very strict laws about this. And he's talking about coming to my house, giving me intimidation, harassment, and threats. And not only is he violating corporate relations and representation, but at this point, I mean, this is the point. On a serious note, I spoke to American Airlines. They're very concerned, okay? And they have legal counsel in the UK and in the United States, and they're exploring options. And the problem with us is we're exploring legal options as well, except for the fact that we're trying to see if it's worth it, because this guy is so small, and by the looks of him and what he does, it seems like he has absolutely nothing to sue, right? Like, this is the problem with lawsuits, is like when somebody has no political standing, no influence, no platform, they have personal health issues, possible pending medical bills, etc. What could we possibly take from them that they already haven't taken from themselves?
That's actually a little bit of 4D chess there, isn't it? You expose this troll to your hundreds of thousands of viewers to build him fortune and fame so that you can take it from him legally because he trolled you. And then he goes to prison for it, too. That's smart.
Yeah, we're exploring legal options. We are. And the thing is why, the reason why we're exploring our options, fair enough, is saying this guy is a bona fide asshole, and he's not really a troll. It'd be funny if he was actually funny about it, like, haha, got you, and it would have been like, dude, I'll come on your show, and like, that was funny. And it would be like, yeah, I thought it was kind of funny when I thought about it.
Yeah, he handled this badly. I mean, like, knowing you, and also, I thought it was really nice. For anybody who hasn't read the comments, go to the comments of that video. You know, give it another click if you want to, and read the comments. There's people being very lovely to you, and I thought that was really nice, that people actually see that you're a good person. But, I mean, he could have handled this so much better, and I know that he's still trolling you. We all know that, but it's
it's a joke, but it's also me being like, in the United States, like, I steal your car as a joke, and it's like, that's still Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
So it's a prank.
Exactly. I always joke that my wife, if I piss her off, I go, I'm just pranking you. It's a joke. It was a joke. So the problem is that in the UK, he's a lefty. We see a lot of his posts. He brings up making fun of Mike Lindell and Trump. He seems to be an anti-government guy in general. Like a lot of people in the UK, they just lean left automatically. Right. And the problem with
which
this is
so odd, because I mean, they're basically the reason that we have colonialism in any capacity.
Yeah. And it's also odd too, because they're the ones who champion the idea of, dude, come on, man. Hate speech isn't free speech.
While they abuse you and make you want to commit suicide.
Online bullying that you don't know if you've made me want to kill myself is illegal in your country. And as you champion these ideas of not having free speech, as much as you love the fact that hate speech is illegal, unfortunately in your country, online bullying, harassment, intimidation actually violates your law. Nine laws that I found going back as far as 1997, which is using a telecommunication line or internet hookup for any means of representation that is intended to harass, bully, or demean somebody on the other end, which they did, using words like F off, talking about my medical status, harassing me, and they intended to block me, saying I was blocked from the airline. They basically, every time you say something that is to harass, intimidate, or cause harm, it's another violation of the law. And I think he was up to 7 of those just in about like 4 minutes.
That is a little bit of poetic justice, isn't it? Like, if you're going to, first of all, live in the UK, cringe, and then also like espouse those, like, you know, left-leaning ideas of like cracking down on free speech because they don't have absolute free speech, then for that to come back to bite you when you do a little trolling and then you poke Elijah and then he decides to take it this far, that's kind of sweet.
Unfortunately, we work for a large network and we have a lot of resources, and taking somebody like this down internationally is actually very not hard at all, considering the connections we have in the UK as well as the corporation. But the question is, to the matter of, let's ask the audience. I mean, let me get you, Sydney. I mean, is this worth it? When you look at this image, can we go back to this? When you look at this, like, did he not take himself down already?
I mean, I don't even want to make of this. I mean, I think this
don't be a bully.
This is much more palatable than what he's got on YouTube. You should look at that little icon on YouTube. It's not.
Can we see that?
It's not my favorite.
Yeah, I think so.
Anytime anybody, it reminds me of some of the other leftist like bread tubers that have they always have like animation, like cartoon furry things. And as soon as I see someone, I'm just like, no shade to other, you know, right-wing YouTubers that do this, but if you have a cartoon as your little avatar, I'm probably going to judge you. It's only acceptable on PlayStation and that sort of stuff. That's the only time it's acceptable.
I've noticed all of the people who like make videos about us are all very ugly.
Not beautiful. You don't have to be beautiful to make content.
I think, well, it's not so much like maybe they're not like, you know, models, but I think when people allow themselves to be negative and just like hateful, I think that reflects on their like person.
So like feminism, how like many feminists are not the most beautiful people in the world, and yet they throw shade at the beautiful models and things and are like, yeah, we need more representation.
Like I know women, like my second grade teacher, Miss Greenhall, if you're out there watching, I love you. She was like, you know, kind of like this bigger woman with gray hair. She had like warts on her face, but she was like the sweetest woman ever. She was like beautiful in her own way. But then you have some of these like younger girls who are like hot or whatever, but they've got the fluoride stare and they're... And that just like radiates off of them, and they're like ugly. They're like spiritually
internally
ugly.
Right. Ugly. Yeah.
So I'm saying that to the audience, which I'm going to say this too. Unfortunately, Macron, is that I have very loyal followers who have dug up quite a bit of things about your past and online experience, which also violate UK law of things you've posted. And it's so sad for me to realize that this is why my good nature is coming into question here. Is like, do you need to violate a 12th law for me to take you to justice? I mean, obviously you're a man who cares and you're a bit of a troll. I mean, is it the ultimate troll putting you in jail?
Yes.
Am I trolling you?
Getting him on your show and then having your audience deal?
Step one, spend 21 minutes talking about him. Step two, yeah, Send him to prison. Step three, epic troll win moment.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like it. I like the path we're following here.
But I gotta say that this is the most views he appears to have had in a long time on his channel. It's been going for 5 years. He can't get more than 3.6. Go to the page here. He still can't get more 3,600 views, even on a trending video.
Look at his avatar. Look at it.
I can't see.
Oh, I'm disappointed, John.
It's there.
Well,
and on top of that, he's basically got over 400 comments of people that we never stuck on his show telling him
it's
that he's just an a-hole and it's not funny. Anyway, that goes to show you guys that if you want to violate federal law in two different countries and become an international fugitive, maybe you should think about it before people who work for multi-million dollar corporations that have giant legal teams that have successfully fought off the United States federal government, before you should kind of come in there and then continue to harass them and violate more of your own laws. Again, hopefully if you do that, you have as little to lose as this guy, because, you know, it's just the more I go into his life, the sadder it gets. It really is, yeah,
what
true.
Have we
maybe
accomplished?
You should send him some like roses or something and some flowers just to make up for, you know,
John,
him being mean to you.
What did we accomplish? We probably got him some more subscribers, really.
I hope we did.
We got him some. And then when Elijah takes it way too far and the guy kills himself and Elijah gets like an angry email from the mom, he's going to be like, his audience increased so much after our coverage. He changed the world.
And I sent him some flowers.
And we sent him some flowers.
You're welcome, Macron.
And because of the recent loss, we should probably
send
him more
flowers. You're welcome, Macron. You're welcome. International fugitive. Go subscribe. MacronShow.com.
I'm going to sell
Macron. That's the Macron Show.
I'm going to sell Macron merch.
I survived Macron.
I sent Macron to federal prison and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Good thing I'm good-natured, but apparently American Airlines is not at all as stoked about this as we seem to be. So, unfortunately, sir, even if this YouTube channel has generally good nature, American Airlines is not a company that you should have f***ed with.
Okay. Probably a good rule, generally, don't mess with American Airlines, because they'll probably just put you on a no-fly list and then chuck you out of the country.
Which
don't
is
patronize
absolutely true.
Them either. Their flights have been terrible recently.
Really bad. Southwest is where it's at. I'm going to just say that unironically. Like Southwest, I know Savannah's in the same boat on this. Southwest are the best airlines.
Chills. You guys are paid off.
100%.
Yeah, and we have to keep this going because, you know, 2014 drama has stopped and I just have to keep this going on the YouTube channel. We're going to keep you guys updated on this the entire time. But I want to let you guys know something that unfortunately for Macron and a lot of people like him, they think that it's totally cool to have your identity online, and that identity's fine until you realize you violated now 11 laws across two countries, which is why it's important that even if you're in incognito mode, that your online activity still gets tracked. And of course, you have to realize that data brokers all across the world buy and sell your data. That's true. They use it against you. People hate you. One of these data points is your IP address. Data harvesters use your IP to uniquely identify you and your location. But I'm going to talk to you about something called ExpressVPN. This allows your connection to get rerouted through an encrypted server, and it allows your personal ID, as we're going to talk about later, these ID passports are doing, to actually get masked. So every time you connect to an ExpressVPN, you get a random IP address and shared it with many other customers that makes it harder for third parties to identify you and harvest your data. Best of all, ExpressVPN is super easy to use no matter what device you're on, phone, laptop, or smart TV. All you have to do is tap one button for instant protection. So if you really want to go incognito and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN, visit expressvpn.com/offensive. That's Express, ExpressVPN.com/offensive right now to find out how to get 3 months free. And I'm going to tell you what, I use it. It doesn't slow down my phone, and it's amazing because I have to hide my information because you never know. Like this guy, this YouTuber somehow got my phone number, my personal information, which is one of the biggest things
that's insane.
That I'm trying to figure out.
That's crazy.
But people can get your information online. We have to figure out how. Protect yourself. Go to ExpressVPN.com/offensive. Protect your devices, your computer today for your friends and family. ExpressVPN.com/offensive. So guys, let's get into this. Let's talk about this. So do you guys know that it's back in vogue to not like the blacks?
Oh, John, you're the expert.
Disavow.
Go to my screen. The CDC reported today that only 28.4% of the black community have received the COVID vaccine, with states like California and New York mandating vaccine passports to enter restaurants and businesses. The black community would be the most affected by this modern day segregation. Right now, New York, starting in September, and Los Angeles just drafted their own legislation that would not allow anyone who's not vaccinated to enter gyms, specifically gyms, because God knows you need to be, you know, healthy to get in those, Macron. But also the fact that you also need to get into places. We're finding out that the most affected people are children and black people who are the least vaccinated in the country. So effectively, society has turned against the most vulnerable and the most persecuted among us. I mean, is this a good, is this based, or is this like not good? You know what I mean?
I think it's kind of misdirected. Like, my dad called me the other day and we went through the rundown, and then, hey, did you see this article on Breitbart? And I was like, no, Dad, I didn't go to Breitbart yet. And he was like basically saying the same thing, that these policies are most likely to affect minority communities because they're the least likely to get vaccinated. And so in a way, Democrats are the real racists, which I have.
Really?
I've
never heard that before.
I have a problem with that because you're using the word racist, which is a term that is bought and paid for, like, by the left. Like, all the infrastructure that exists that makes us think racism equals bad, not to say that it is bad, or no, wait. Not to say that it is not bad, just to say that, like, the reason we hear that word and get anxious is because of all of the propaganda that exists convincing us that being racist is the worst thing that you can be. That's the first problem, is thinking that you can co-opt that word that they own and use it against them. Like, no, but actually what you're doing is racist. Ha ha, it's never going to work. Secondly, the policies are never actually going to be enforced with black people. It's only going to be enforced in white areas. We know this because on the micro level, when they were doing mask mandates, I know this from personal experience, and I'm sure this can be corroborated by everyone in the room.
I went to the black
Savannah.
Malls. I went to the black malls.
Did you ever see one black person get confronted for not wearing a mask or wearing it improperly?
Savannah, can we bring this
I've
up?
Never been confronted.
Exactly.
For, Sydney.
Literally.
We went to a bar in San Antonio, okay? Mm-hmm. We walk in without a face mask. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I go to the bathroom, they walk up to Sydney mm-hmm. and tell her to ask me to put a face mask on. Mm-hmm. And that is the absolute state of America.
That has happened to Savannah and me several times, actually, when we've been out to bars and restaurants and other things. Mm-hmm. They wait until she's either gone or they exclusively come and speak to me to get her to put a mask on. And I'm like, what? And then thankfully Sav kicks off and I just go, wow, this is just the life as a white person.
You know, actually racist for people to like go to Sydney to talk to me, but you know, whatever. It is what it is.
It's because they want that like intermediate person that's you know, that's Hispanic.
It's because Sid's not as scary. Exactly. Sid can't pull a race car. I can be like,
yell.
Are you a racist?
I think that they almost implicitly know this is just kind of like white people being white people. Like, hey, come on, put the mask on. That's what we're doing. Stuff like that. It's like they're never going to send in federal police to enforce like vaccines in black neighborhoods.
Well,
never
I know that. And I want to bring up some ideas of the fact that you know, there's a lot of things not being enforced in black neighborhoods currently. Let's go ahead and let's cue. I don't know if this is in America. It could honestly be in like the Caribbean. I haven't verified this video. I will warn you guys, though, that while this is free on the internet, let's go ahead and let's cue video 8, actually, to show you exactly certain things, like, I don't know, basic laws that are expected of adults in public decency is not being enforced in black communities as well. Let's go ahead and let's watch this disturbing video. I don't know if this is legal, but it looks like another country, right? Isn't that sad? We're at a point now where I can't tell if it's another country. Like, that's like, I don't know if that's just like a neighborhood in like Pennsylvania or if that's like a neighborhood here. Okay, turn that off, please. I literally can't watch that. John, thoughts as the expert?
Right. Well, I want to make one more point on the thing we were talking about earlier. The problem with the forced vaccines disproportionately affecting black people isn't to say that like that isn't, I guess it exists. It's just more like if we're going to allude to that framework of morality that they have built, we're always going to lose. It's like, we're not going to say forced vaccines are bad. We're going to say forced vaccines are bad, but because poor black people don't want to get them. The same way with affirmative action, we're not going to say affirmative action is bad because white people are getting screwed over. It's because Asian people are getting screwed over. It's like, we're so cucked and so guilty that we're always going to advocate on behalf of minority groups instead of just acknowledging like that we exist too. So there's that. And then in terms of
that. Is
that
legal still? Is it still illegal to advocate on behalf of white people, Savannah?
But it's not even like, well, I'm not a white person expert, so I wouldn't know.
Savannah's our white person expert.
Savannah.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is it still legal to advocate on behalf of the whites?
I have no idea.
You like the whites, come on.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I love all of you guys. I really
we should do one of those things where we all look down, like we're like in like, you know, we all look up at each other, look up. Sydney?
Where?
You know, we all like look down at each other and in the boxes,
where are we,
you know?
All looking? This is confusing.
Like the, what is that, the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah.
That's what this split reminds me of, honestly. Anyway, sorry you guys are white. Really must suck to actually experience racism in America. I wouldn't know because people don't actually, you know, say anything to
speak
me. They go
to
Sydney.
To
yeah, and then, you know, they do that. So
I mean,
a lot of fun.
On a serious note, though, like, I've said this to a couple of my conservative friends in the last little while because I feel like growing up in Australia, most people are like, ambivalent towards the whole racism thing because, I mean, I feel like we're pretty homogenous as a society. People don't really, like, start crap with each other. But even you, people on the right, are so brainwashed into thinking that defending the white population against legitimate attacks is somehow a racist principle. It's very odd to me, actually, to be on the receiving end of justification of white hatred and anti-white rhetoric, to listen to this from conservatives. So honestly, John, I know that in a lot of times you're kidding about some of the things you're saying or you're like, ah... But as an American, like, a lot of people will defend exactly what you're talking about.
No, it's true. And
so they use these, like, these vessels through, like, Asians or whoever to make the point that, oh, it's kind of not nice that you're being mean to white people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sydney had a little bit more base of a take than me. I'll play tennis with you. I'll take it up a notch. What they refer to as racism is basically a pathology to describe in-group preference. So everybody in psychology has an in-group preference. The group of people with the lowest in-group preference, it's actually a negative in-group preference, are white liberals. Mm-hmm. So if you polled 1,000 black people, on average, they're going to say that they would prefer to be around other blacks. Same thing with white people, except it's much lower. But with liberal white people, it's negative. So they are the only group of people in the world who would say, I would prefer to be around people who are not like me as opposed to others because they have this internalized sense of guilt and like rage because they exist as white people.
Yeah, absolute. To be completely honest, losers.
True.
Just losers. Oh, I'm so don't apologize for creating the greatest civilization in the modern, I mean, in history, actually, because even though some might have had greater expansion or military might for longer periods, they didn't have the advancements and scientific achievements. And to see that we're already by 2025 going to be behind China because of these cuck freaking, I can't, there's a word I was going to say that I've been told
I will
by
greet
the
them as liberators.
FCC that I can't say anymore.
I will greet them as liberators. I love the Chinese people because they're not brainwashed by Western propaganda.
They're not.
Like, you see what
neither are the Indians.
They fully reject it too.
You like, see like what they're tweeting and like, you know, have like white liberals like, I hate the 4th of July because I have to see American flags everywhere. And then some Chinaman will tweet back like, you live in America. Of course you see American flag. I live in China. China flag. Are you stupid? It's so good.
Never forget the iconic China is ho. That was my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, too, like, I have an Indian follower. Actually, you know, only 80% of the viewers of the show are U.S. based. So, like, one fifth of the audience is. Yeah, one fifth, but there's one Indian follower who
we're
wrote
diverse,
me, he said,
Sydney. We're very
he said,
diverse.
He said, it shocks me because, like, I think of America basically as being this great nation, and, like, I've just, we don't have bullshit here. Like, people have problems, and we have problems like inequality and, like, a caste system, but, like, it's people don't have, like, gender identity issues. Like, that's not a problem, and you guys make up weird, like, export it, and we don't want that.
Yeah, because we're bored. There's actually an interesting theory of Soviet history that suggests that the Iron Curtain was actually not to, like, hide the dangers of communism, but actually to keep out Western degenerate propaganda.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, think about how, like, the French, for example, because so obviously English is always seeping its way and seeping into French as just a general rule. I mean, you have, like, the L'Académie Française, which is basically a thing that's designated to not let English words into the French language in a lot of capacity. But it's interesting because even the French are like, yo, get your liberal crap out of our language, out of our country, like, just go away.
Yeah, we
because
suck.
Other countries right. are rejecting it.
Well, yeah, and this is the point about them rejecting it, is that even as we're speaking, they're not only rejecting it, but we're beginning to reject it as well. States that reject it, though, are being seen as the enemy in our country. We're making enemies of our own country. And what's happening is that the propaganda is going, when I say I'm sick of this, I'm going to play a video from the CNN that is, It's straight up just state sponsored propaganda. And you see these people like Kyle Griffin online, these MSNBC things. And I go, you must feel like a degenerate piece of like just crap, because imagine thinking you're the good guy when you're like literally an extension of state propaganda that's meant to entrap and ensnare and imprison your own population while you betray everybody who came before you ancestrally and somehow make it about against white people, which we know who's doing that. Anyway, go ahead and play video 3, and I want to discuss something about this.
Dear Superintendent Dr. Green and school board members, I would like to encourage the requirement of masks at school in Duval County.
In a letter to school leaders, Lila Hartley explains what worries her. She's 12 years old, about to be in 7th grade in Duval County, vaccinated. But her little brother, 10-year-old Will, isn't old enough to get the vaccine.
I'm so worried that if masks are not required, my brother could go to school one day and the next be dying in the hospital.
At school, I wear 2 masks because I want to make sure I don't get sick.
Their father, Matt Hartley, wants Duval County
public
schools
like that. They always look like that.
Masks.
I care about your kid as much as I care about my kid, and I don't want any kid to
okay. Pause it there. Pause it there.
Hospitalized.
Pause it there, real fast. Okay, do you know who he looks like? I know I'm gonna ruin your life. Go to video 10 right now. I swear this is the same person but without a mask. Go to video 10. Okay, let go back.
This is the non-binary, which means it's not just that I'm challenging.
Yeah. Okay, that is literally the same person without a mask. My point is that this is what I'm saying, enough's enough, okay? Not only do we have to deal with like the absolute BS every day, but you got to see who's behind this stuff. The state's saying like this 12-year-old really wanted to write a letter to her school saying that she's afraid her brother's going to die. You know what? 12-year-olds do a lot of weird things, actually. Have you been to a 12-year-old locker room? Because when I was 12, I remember that was really, people were very weird in those times too. I didn't exactly look at 12-year-olds for like a model replication of how I want adult society. And then you look at their parents and you go, this is what's happening, is that people that are behind this bull, they look the same, they act the same. And you look at the media and you look what's going on, and you realize that they're so bad at the propaganda now, like that any adult's gonna believe that a 12-year-old, like, let's all start listening to 12-year-olds. That's where we've gotten to. Now we're at a point in society where the propaganda is so bad, it's like we need to look to the 12-year-olds for our future. I don't know what you guys have to think about this, but this video was like, I felt like this was paid for by the Biden regime.
Well, it's like, why is this news? I mean, I always think, right, like when you have kids, I've said this and I'm gonna say this 1,000 times. I think it's really sweet, obviously, when kids are like, oh, you know, like when they go to like a calm, nice, like, I'm not even going to finish that thought. Never mind. People yell at me in the comments. I don't think the kids should go to political events. I don't think the kids should go to protests and all that sort of stuff. I remember a clip from when the riots were happening. There was this little child who was like walking, going, no justice, no peace, like probably like a 6-year-old. And I'm thinking, you didn't come to these conclusions on your own. Like, this is definitely parent driven. So when I watch this kind of thing, I think, why is this news? I don't give a crap what a 12-year-old thinks. I'm not going to even lie. I don't care. And also, like, why are we listening to 12-year-olds in the first place? I think it's sweet when you have, like, you know, there's, I guess, the profiles of, like, kids mocking, you know, AOC or whatever. Ha ha, it's funny. I think it's funny when you know, either side does it. It's humorous. But it's also exploitative in a lot of ways. So I don't know. I don't like people using kids for political gain. I don't like it in any capacity.
They did the same thing with Greta Thunberg, who is an autistic brother of mine. But I think the same thing's probably going to happen in like Hungary with Viktor Orban. Have you been following that? Because Tucker went over there to go interview him and like broadcast from Hungary. And like all these like blue check liberal journalists were melting down, talking about 90% of media in Hungary is in favor of Viktor Orban and the elections are rigged and you're not allowed to dissent against the state without having your job taken from you. And I was like, that sounds terrible. I can't imagine living in a country like that. Wow, that sounds really unfortunate. There, it's like the cognitive dissonance that they display is reaching such a level that like retardation can be the only explanation.
Yeah, and as I continue to think about this, oh, right here, there you go. You mean this. Anne Applebaum saying the same thing. Oh my gosh, in Orban's Hungary, 90% of media is controlled by the ruling party.
Yeah.
Businesses are physically and legally harassed if they don't toe the party line. And if someone wants them cheap, elections are manipulated. Party leaders are mysteriously rich. A model for Fox. Ma'am, did you just describe the United States? That's literally the United States.
And what's amazing too, that woman wrote a book called Gulag, which is considered to be like the quintessential book timelining the Soviet concentration camps. This woman is supposed to be a scholar and very smart. And she cannot even understand the irony in that tweet and like projecting that thought out into the world. These are the people who are top tier academics that are like literally less intelligent than us.
Do you remember that? Remember that every single company in the United States leans left and has left wing messages, and then some.
Except MyPillow.
Yeah, except some guy made a pillow, and everyone's like melting down. Like, how the hell can this guy? How can he be allowed to sell pillows? Like, what the? Like, this is everyone's freaking out. Like, I can't believe there's a pillow company of a guy who literally doesn't want us to have sex with kids. Like, this guy is crazy. He like wants fair and free elections. He's sitting there making money, supporting freedom and like the Constitution, and he's doing the worst thing ever. He doesn't want us sexualizing minors. It's like their minds are blown, and they're like, and maybe, just maybe, perhaps he's gonna use his money to do what he wants to do and not what the corporate media that is sell out and owned by, you know, the elites would do. So there's that. John smirking.
Why am I smirking?
I just think
it's a good point. They're about elites. Mike Lindell. Because that's the thing, is like, we have Mike Lindell and one show on Fox News, and like that's our A-team, right? They have like literally everything else.
Well, and don't forget Bill Malusian, the guy doing all the work, the reporter that now works like basically for Tucker down on the border, like exposing everything.
Oh,
he's like believe me, he's like the only other person at Fox.
Yeah, no, it's like we can't even have companies that espouse like right-wing views. Like, what would that even look like? Because the American right doesn't even know what they believe. So if you had like a company that had like a commercial that was just like, you know, a mother holding a child, that would be like implicitly right-wing. And they would come back like and be mad about that.
A not fat model?
Yeah.
Like a not fat white model?
Like, disgusting cartoon animation where everyone's fat and kind of looks the same, and they all have like mismatched hair and glasses and piercings. Like, that is like the final form of art in the West, I feel like. Just these blob people who exist as like yeast with no real purpose or identity.
Exist as yeast.
Like,
have you seen the Kroger commercials? The new Kroger commercials where everyone's like doing the arm dance. Every time that comes on, I become a danger to myself. It just makes me so upset.
It's almost as bad as Old Navy commercials. And by the way, I don't watch TV, but when I'm at the gym, I see them come on. And I brought up this point in a previous episode, is that I realized like what American society is a coin purse for foreign immigrants in the world to cash in on, the taxpayers. We know who's what ethnic group is actually paying majority of the taxes and not cashing out on them. We won't get into that. But I watched like this Old Navy commercial, and it's like, they have like a fat and a thin and a black and a white and a gay and a straight. And they're like doing these dances, and a woman and a male and a kid and an old. And it's like buy our clothes made in another country because we have diversity. And it's like, This is what we think Americans want, is clothes that are made in like India, and that the company is not even loyal to the US because look, there's a black and a white. Like, they think Americans are so dumb, which we are, that if you just like make it look diverse, that we don't see past that, in the fact that Old Navy is a horrible company that overprices clothes that have low quality, and that honestly we could get back to the days when women sewed, and maybe you can make your kids some like high quality clothes using fabrics for cheaper price, but we don't want to get into that. Anyway, thoughts?
Yeah, Sydney, okay. I don't know if you've noticed this lately, but you know, going back to Elijah's whole rant on obese models now, I was trying to buy a crop top online the other day, and the model modeling it was huge, obese, okay, like double D's, just fat everywhere. And I was like, great. So this looks like a stretched out picnic blanket.
The double D's, why do you have to come in?
I am a little bit jealous of the big boots, but I was like, you know, this looks like a stretched out picnic blanket. And I just wanted to know what this piece of clothing was going to look like. And that's the absolute state of America now. You can't even like see what an actual piece of clothing would look like on a normal sized person because all the models are obese.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, right? Because I know that the reason they do it is because obviously of this body positivity, fat acceptance thing, fine. But also because like a huge portion of Americans are very overweight. But when you're in that normal middle ground where you're not overweight, you're not, you know, just a regular human being, it's actually impossible to get clothes that fit. I'll say this. I know Sav runs into the same issues because she's a very skinny creature. But it's like when you're tall, and Sav thankfully is shorter, so it's fine. But when you're tall and lean, finding anything that fits you is freaking impossible. And then you go online, you look at these pictures, and you go, I literally don't even know how this is going to look. Like, it's a cute outfit, but I literally have
trash
no concept.
Bag every time.
Yeah, and this is what I get into, though, is that this is interesting about how backwards things are going. Like you said, how people can't see things. Obviously, you guys know that this channel is what it is. And I'm going to talk to you about some of the extremity of we finally saw YouTube finally played their cards fully. Besides the fact that they proved time and time again that they're just a propaganda house like every big tech company. You know, it is insane. But I got to tell you guys something, that we are being inundated with all this propaganda all the time. Can you put that picture up, video 10, that guy that was like, can you put that up again for a second? Yeah, okay, just stop it there. We're just being inundated with this stuff. We're gonna break down this video. And honestly, as guys, most of us are just sick of like this stuff. We're just like, this guy says, oh, I'm non-binary, I'm neither male nor female, I don't know what's going on. Well, if you're a guy and you know what's going on, you can look down and you say, yeah, I see what's happening down there. And I definitely need something that actually protects my junk, but also keeps it hidden at the same time, has a quick access pocket, breathes, doesn't ride up. And I gotta tell you what, we're being inundated with overpriced boxers that are designed for testosterone deficient men who have to put socks in the models. And you know, one brand even went as so far as to turn the waistband into a rainbow. Well, who the hell, like, why? It doesn't even make sense. But here it's slightly offensive. I'm gonna tell you what, we do demand more. More room and support where it counts. But that's not all. I want a quick release fly for a quick draw. I'm gonna tell you what, my wife was very happy. I said, look inside and see what you can find. It's a surprise. And guess what she saw? I'll let you guess in the comments. There's a secret pocket in the extra wide waistband for cash or for tactical necessities. You know what I mean, guys? And that dagger needs to come out, or in some cases, maybe it's a sword. I want that material to be antibacterial, anti-pilling, and moisture wicking, so I stay fresh and dry all day. Believe me, for the part of your body that supports you and your offspring, take a moment and support it with durable, fade-resistant, shrink-resistant, and ultra-lightweight. Finally, I want them to be battle-tested by special forces, 30% less expensive than the competition. Believe me, when you're going to war, sometimes it is like that. Make sure they're ready for action. There's only one brand that's called UnderTac. That's UnderTac, UnderTac.com. That's UnderTac.com, code offensive, to find out the non-loser, non-anti-American, the most pro-free speech, pro-2A, pro-America brand. Believe me, some other brands I thought were pro-America, but apparently me doing my damn job is enough for them to think that I'm against the country. Not UnderTac, though. UnderTac cares where it goes. Go to UnderTac.com, code offensive. And I can tell you, I honestly have a lot of pairs of these, and they're very, very comfortable.
They look like they feel good.
They should sponsor your show. We need to get them on your show.
Maybe
they're actually very, very pro free speech. Meaning, like, they are very. Like,
I'll have a phone call with them. Yeah. I'll test that line.
Yeah, they're legit. Like, they're legit people. Like, they intentionally wanted to be on the show because they were like, "Yo, what other brands have dropped Elijah? Let's support other parts of his body that dropped when he was 19.
Sid, right?
I mean 14.
As a woman,
13, 12.
What do you think of the underwear too? What do you think of the underwear too as a woman? We need your input.
They look like they feel good. So, okay, all right, people are going to judge me for this, but I don't care. I wear guys' underwear when I sleep because it's really comfy, and girls' underwear is not. Like, I'm going to just say the cute one, it's not cute.
Literally,
it's
they might be comfy on our new show, so you can
I will literally sleep them in those. I will literally buy them to sleep in them. They look like they feel good. Like, that's all. Like,
yeah, they're, like, silky. Like, they're, like, but they're not silky.
And
like
they look
smooth.
Silky. They look like there's, like, nice microfiber ones. I'm into this. As just, you know, as a non-binary person myself, right. I like, you know, men underwear. That's what I'm about. It.
Well, let's get into this. Let's get into this. So speaking of none of this, so obviously YouTube has decided that all of us are controversial, right? We do terrible things. You make videos about like freedom in Cuba or the fact that there's an attack on men. You guys got to check out Sydney Watson's channel. John, I've seen you done horrible things on your channel recently, like trying to help people be prepared to understand future elections, be well informed about the fight against their sovereignty, racial discrimination, things that I would think are evil.
That's what's so I have all these journalists mad at me right now and calling me like a white nationalist and all these things. It's like the ethos of my channel, like the only thing that I think, like, in terms of plurality, what I've contributed most to like the online dialogue is my kind of political theory that like people who have been pulling the strings have found a way to biologically rewire the society to basically control them, whether that's with their hormones being altered or making them spiritually ill through propaganda and like the promotion of vice and pornography, to where then they're sympathizing with these victim narratives and then they want to support these movements and end up voting for Democrats, et cetera. Like, that's kind of like the overarching theme of what we talk about. So every time I go to these events, I have young guys coming up to me with tears in their eyes telling me, you've helped me so much. Your videos helped me so much. I'm like, thank you. That means a lot to me. You've seen it. That one guy compared me to a god. And I was like, hey, that's blasphemous. And it's like, for these journalists to still come after me and be like, you're a terrible person because you wore pit vipers. It's like, first of all, pit vipers are epic. Second of all, no, you're ugly. And that's like kind of where I'm at. I don't know. It's just like they're coming after people who are doing good in society because they want to destroy that which they can't create. And that's what the right, you know, you mentioned that one company that wanted to stop being partnered with you. It's like they marketed themselves as we're a right-wing company, a company for conservatives. How are they defining that with their advertising? Tattoos and muscles and guns and tight t-shirts. And it's like, that's not what conservatism is about. Don't insult your base like that. What we're actually supposed to be doing
is controlling the cultural entropy of society. You know what entropy means. You were a science guy. It's like liberal people exist to basically just destabilize and destroy things under the guise of freedom. And so you look at like that guy that you showed in video 10, that person existing is like, no one's going to see that and think to themselves, oh, I guess we're doing that
now. By the way, promoted by YouTube on an official YouTube account.
Exactly.
Saying that this is the future.
Also, person referred to little girls as kinky, just so that you're aware.
Not to convince you that this is what we're doing now, but to show something to you that you know instinctively is wrong as a power move, to let you know this is what we're doing now. This is the paradox of militant liberalism. Liberalism being defined by live and let live. Everyone can do what they want, which because humans are flawed will eventually destabilize and degenerate into where that is. But then enforcing it basically at gunpoint with, oh, you don't like this? Now you're othered from society. You don't get to fly anymore.
Yeah, and this is interesting. And I bring this up because we have our resident agnostic here, is that...
you're agnostic now?
It's me.
Yeah. I thought you were atheist.
You know what? I
we've
also,
turned her. We literally.
I said that there's like.
We turned her.
Look, I see it now.
I try not to talk about it too much because people get on me about it, and then I have to deal with evangelicals yelling at me in the comments.
I don't like so evangelicals. Right now, this is chapter 3. Chapter 7, I already see it. I get a text from Sydney. John, are you still driving me to Mass this morning? Of course I will.
You think I would become a Catholic?
Catholic?
Jeez,
hell no.
Man. You know what, though? As an agnostic atheist, whatever you guys want to call me, it's not blasphemous to not pray to anybody as far as my ideology.
I know,
but
I want to read you this. What's funny is I think I sent you a comment that the person reminded me of her because he goes, a lot of like, I love you guys that are not Christian. That makes me laugh that you guys always write things like,
it makes
like
you laugh.
No, it makes you laugh because you write things like from like a Nordic pagan, like, I thank you for the blessing and like reminder of to do what's good. Or like they write things like, I'm atheist. And even like, I'm starting to identify
Elijah.
With the Christian right.
Son, your balls. We will unlock the hyperborean spirit. And you're just like, hey man, cool.
Yeah. Listen, is it that what you were saying is that there's very few people who are trying to do what's right. Mm. And this is what it warned us. In the last days, the Bible said for some reason, I don't know how thousands of years ago, they got right that there was going to be a one world government and that everything was going to come together with one currency and that there was going to be great wars and pestilence was going to be the great sign of the end times that was going to bring the world together. I don't know how they got that right. Random people just making things up and smoking opium, like people say. They also said that the end times culture of when you see the world coming to that one world government would have a characterization. If you go to my screen, it's here in 2 Timothy 1:3-15. It said, here's what the last days are going to look like. Here's when the one world government is coming together. Here's what your culture is probably going to be like. Let's go ahead and let's look at this. Remember this, there will be many troubles in the last days. And in those times, people will love only themselves and money. They will brag and be proud. They will say evil things against others. They will not obey their parents. People will not be thankful or be kind of people God wants. They will not have love for others. They will refuse to forgive others and will speak bad things. They will not control themselves. They will be cruel and will hate what is good. Like you were just saying, they're going to hate what is good. In the last days, people will turn against their friends. I don't know. We're seeing vaccine passports and these things.
The great betrayal that we spoke on. Wow.
They will do foolish things without thinking. They will be conceited and proud. They will love pleasure, low impulse control. Very.
You know how I know all this? Because it's written on my heart.
Yep. They will not love God. This is true. More people are leaving. They will continue to act as if they serve God, but they will not really serve God. Saying a good Catholic's for abortion. We're seeing this today. Okay. Stay away from those people. Some of them go into homes and get control of weak women who are full of sin. They are led to sin by the many evil desires they have. Those women always try to learn new teachings, but they never able to understand the truth fully. Just as Yannis and Hambres were against Moses, these people are against the truth. We're not going to get into all these references, but they are people whose thinking has been confused. They're confused. They have failed in trying to follow the faith, but they will not be successful in what they do. Everyone will see that they are foolish. And so, I mean, this is a lot of things here, but it's just interesting that it's saying, like, if you read this, besides not knowing who all these people are, and I mean, I'm sure you know Moses and stuff, but reading this, it's
I
like-
I started reading the Bible, just by the way.
Right? We're in chapter, you thought we were in chapter 4. We're in chapter 5 now, apparently, because you said you go from chapter 3 to 7.
I went and bought a bunch of books, because I was, you know, for people who want to know about my personal life, I was seeing a very hardcore Christian, and- in my way of trying to be tolerant and understanding, I decided to read the Bible and a bunch of other books in conjunction with some Richard Dawkins. And
I'm also a big fan of 1 Timothy 2:11-14. I think that's a great set of verses for our young women in the audience.
We'll leave it there. I just want to say that looks like the culture. And that's why when I tell you, like, you don't have to be a Christian to watch this show, and it's fine. But the point is, too, is when people get mad at talk about my faith, is this what I'm really excited about you are here, is because, you know, people are like, do you know that one show about the liberal and the conservative that made a show together? It's like, how about this? How about, like, rather than even like being on this division, it's like we have two very different worldviews, but somehow have come to mostly the same conclusions about what's good for society. And so we need to, like, understand that I think more importantly than having like a liberal and a conservative on a nighttime show. It's like, how about somebody who's not a Christian and somebody who is, which is like the definition of the two sides of our country right now coming together saying, look, really, even with different worldviews, mm-hmm. we see the same thing going on right now, and we can really reach the audience. And maybe you'll try to convert my the Christians, but I know we're going to get a lot of people to see that, hey, maybe this stuff is right, and maybe it's not. And if we're wrong, the worst that can happen is we both go to nothing. But, you know, if I'm right and you're wrong, well, then that's not going to be good for one of us. But I will say this. Before we go any further, remember
it's
that—
you. You're the one it's not going to be good for.
Oh, well. I accept that.
Okay, I want to just do a quick check-in before we get into our reviews and stuff with our mascot here. How's he doing?
He's been asleep the
whole
time.
Can you zoom out? Savannah, can you— we don't mind. Just go down. Yeah, can you go down? Get these legs. There he goes.
Look at him. He's just conked this entire time. If you've been watching me move, it's because he keeps adjusting and kicking here, and we're just chilling.
We're just chilling. Murph's chilling.
Don't you love it that I bring the dog in expecting him to be a complete pain in the butt this entire time, and he's actually just laid here for now 55 minutes asleep.
It's the glam cam.
He's well trained. Interesting.
Isn't that odd? Maybe that's because, you know, us dirty atheists aren't that bad when we're
also
parents.
Just don't buy a Vizsla. Because if you go to Vizsla forums, everybody, you know that Vizslas are one of the most, like, other than like pit bulls, people give away Vizslas one of the most commonly.
Your
they
dog
can't,
is...
Well, they can't handle the energy. They're up there. I think they're second with the highest energy dogs that exist.
Let's
it's
go.
So insane.
Gunther's got
anyway,
dragon energy.
If you make it this far in the podcast, please don't forget to leave a review. It's free. It costs you literally nothing. And you might get your review read online. Some of you guys even DM me after we read them. You love it. That's an awesome way to get out there. If you go to Apple Podcasts right now and leave a 5-star review, let us know. And if it's not 5 stars, please don't leave it, because that sucks. We're demonetized everywhere, and these reviews help us to get ads so we can keep this show going. And we're even expanding this show. We're not stopping the show with the new show. Subscribe to this show, subscribe to the new show. But that's to say this. Also, don't forget, if you're a long-term viewer, become an SOB, a backer, a slightly offensive backer. Go to blazetv.com/Elijah and become a member. These are what kept us through the hard times. Even when advertisers leave the show, this is what keeps the show really running. These are the coffers we jump into to keep everything going. Here, let's read a couple of the reviews that Savannah picked out for today. Our first review comes from Tink209. It says, the best show ever. Elijah, you and Sav tell it like it is. I love that you guys are putting in the hard work to tell the truth about the way our society is headed. I never miss an episode, and I recommend the show to anybody that will listen. Can't wait to check out the new one. Keep it up. You guys are awesome. P.S. I love the dynamic between you and the Heck Off Commie, too, my fave guest. I literally told you, Savannah, you can't pick reviews with him in it.
Sorry, every single time he comes on, I just pick John Doyle-esque reviews because they're always there.
They're always there. I mean,
you see, it's all caps. Did you see that?
Yes.
Heck Off Commie, my fave guest. Be safe out there, y'all. Thank you so much for that review. Simply.Tara says, "I hope Joe Biden doesn't find you if your last name's Reed." Anyway, when the truth is fun, yet just as tragic, Elijah takes the jagged edge off some of the hysteria, foolishness, revolting politics, the COVID carousel, the dismal state of our youth. Yeah, all that. Get updated without feeling the need to develop a drinking problem. Still, side effects may include the show drinking problems. Usually okay sometimes. This is my person. It's like drinking problem. Okay, sometimes. Okay, but it's like, but no, really. I came to Blaze looking for Levin and found slightly offensive. It's the animal crackers to the caviar in a good way. I love how everything about the show is like juvenile, fifth grade, animal crackers.
Yeah.
Elijah, frosted tip, gay voice. Like everything's always like
soy
negative.
Soy boy Elijah.
Soy boy.
But it's charming.
But it's charming. Self-deprecating. Like, that's the whole show. But we love you guys, and that's exactly the point. Bring your friends and family. Invite them to come here. Also, John, where can people find your stuff?
YouTube.com/John Doyle.
YouTube.com/John Doyle. You can also follow him on social media as well. Yes. I believe his Instagram is probably going to be in the description. And also, where can people find you, Sydney?
It's social media. Just
the link
just,
in the description.
Just link in the description. I was going to say the dog is now exposing himself to John.
Oh, go down.
Which is...
Oh, this is X-rated. Oh!
Don't look.
Get that man some undertack. Put the ad back up. Go back down. Do you have that? Can you cue that?
Can we do that? Yeah. Can we put some underwear on?
Get undertack. Don't expose your balls before they drop. Once they do, go to undertack.com. Promo code offensive.
Isn't it amazing, though? This gives me confidence to bring him onto our new show because he'll just sit. He'll just do this.
He'll be. We also have a cam for the playpen, too, like a GoPro.
Yes. Guys, I'm serious. Like, go subscribe because you will see more of my little insane man who's just being a good boy.
Don't forget to follow Savannah and I everywhere else where you can find Savannah has a new video out with Caitlin Bennett as well on her channel. You can also find Savannah's YouTube, my social media, and everywhere else you can find us. It's amazing. And remember that the real place, the real information and the planning for the show comes together is on Telegram. So join the Telegram here. Have a great rest of the week. My name is Elijah Schaefer, the host of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV with 8K graphics that get blown up in your face. We're top 17, or as it becomes 18 hosts. And if our new show comes out, probably be on the top 19th host. Have a great rest of the week, and may God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.